Yeah, but have you seen my body, Nick? Have you seen how good my body looks?
Oh my God, I was going to say something. You know, it looks pretty good. Like, if I wasn't straight, it would be I'd be all over like white on rice.
Warning: Small Business Naked contains illicit business content. Real stories from real small business owners. You're listening to Small Business Naked with Nick and Johnny. It's time to get naked.
Hey, thanks for joining us on Small Business Naked. I'm Nick.
And I'm Warwick.
Warwick. Wait, whoa. Back up the train. Warwick.
Yeah. Hey, Nick.
What happened to Johnny?
Johnny who?
All right, everybody. I've got a guest host today on the show, Warwick Bidwell. Warwick, you sound like you might have some kind of accent.
I did wonder if I should try and fit in, but I think I would have just made a horrible mess of it. So, yeah, g'day, everybody. I'm not from around those parts.
Not even close. So where are you from?
I am from a place called Australia. Some people might have heard of it. We have kangaroos. And,
it's not in North America?
Hopping down the main street. No, although it's a sizable country. Everybody seems to think Australia is this tiny little place, but it's as big as the whole of Europe, like including the UK and everything. Actually, it's bigger.
So is that like Texas? Is that like as big as Texas?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's bigger than Texas. Is anything bigger than Texas?
Yes, there's plenty of things bigger than Texas. And I think Australia, I actually remember seeing a comparison map once, and you're almost as big as the whole United States.
Yeah, pretty much. And we have a tenth of the population. That's right. The funny thing about it.
Right. Yeah, there's not very many people, and you guys are all around the coast.
Yeah, pretty much. We don't go in the middle bit because it's really hot and dry. There's no beer there.
Yeah, that sounds like where I live in Denver. We're hot and dry. Well, not in the winter. I guess we get a little bit of snow, but I wish the United States was like that. I wish everybody lived around the edges and then we just had the middle and I don't know. We probably could have left that all to the Indians and they would have been fine with it. And we could have all lived in like California, Texas, and what? Let's see. Florida.
All the best bits.
Yeah, the best bits. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
Colorado's pretty awesome. It is in the dead center of the United States, but it's pretty much, you know, we're a landlocked state, but we have the mountains, which is awesome.
Yeah. We traveled to the States a few years ago now, my wife and I and some friends, and yeah, loved the mountain region. So we didn't get as far as Colorado, but we went up through Nevada. I was nearly going to say Nevada. But up through Nevada and Yosemite and through those areas. So, yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world, actually.
Yeah, we love it. I grew up in Chicago, which is, I don't know if you even know where Chicago is, but it's a lot further east than where I live now. And the weather's horrible. We would get, I don't know, maybe 100 days of sun a year. I don't know. It seemed like even 50.
That many.
Yeah, it was horrible. And now in Colorado, I think we get some like over 300 days of sun every year, and it's fantastic. So, but nice. We do get sun and snow and everything in between. But we're actually considered high desert. But we have gotten way off track.
Just a little.
A little bit. You guys are listening to Small Business Naked. You have not tuned into the wrong show. And if you want to check us out online, our website is smallbusinessnaked.com. You can also listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher. But Warwick, you actually run your own podcast.
That's right. So I'm the co-host of the Tradies Business Show with Michaela Clark. And for your listeners in North America, and I know you have quite a few listeners down here in Australia as well, so they'll understand what a tradie is. But I'm pretty sure a lot of your listeners are thinking, tradie? What sort of a show is that all about? But basically it's, our word for contractors is tradie, or tradesperson. So, we run a podcast just for contractors who are in business. So they're not working for somebody else, but they've got their own business and they want to spend less time working on the tools, as we say, and, more time actually running a business and enjoying a lifestyle.
And what's kind of the format of your show?
Probably not dissimilar to the first 5 minutes of what we just did. But Look, Michaela and I have been working with tradespeople for a number of years ourselves, and so really our show is all about tips and strategies that people can implement in their business to help them get better results, you know, improve their marketing, their sales, help them with their recruiting, and just improve their business to the point where they can spend more time doing the stuff that they love, like hanging out with their family or surfing, which is one of our popular pastimes down here,
since everybody lives at the beach.
Apparently, yeah. So, yeah, pretty much just aimed at helping people improve their business. So kind of like your show, Nick and Johnny, of helping people in business. But we're obviously targeting contractors.
Awesome. Do you have guests on the show?
We do. We've actually had – we had a very famous guest some time ago, guy with a painting business, actually.
Oh, that's
He had a funny accent too. So we have some amazing guests on the show, guys like yourself, Nick. And, you know, we're talking to some of the, I guess, government regulators, so the licensing bodies here in Australia for construction industry. We've had just regular tradies in business or contractors in business talking about their journey through business. We just spoke to a body language expert this morning, which was a really cool interview, actually. A guy called Alan Pease, and he's pretty well known here in Australia. He speaks all around the world. But, yeah, he's he had some great tips for people just in terms of the buying relationship with their customers and how to communicate better with women who tend to make a lot of those buying decisions. So, so yeah, we have a wide range of guests on the show. It's a bit of fun.
Why did you start podcasting?
Oh, that's the $64,000 question, isn't it? well, look, quick bit of backstory. Michaela and I got introduced by a colleague of ours. We didn't know each other. And basically, we were both working in this niche individually. And this guy introduced us and said, you guys should talk to each other. We had literally had a coffee. And Michaela had been thinking about a podcast for a while. She was listening to podcasts, as was I. And I know the three of us have all been I guess, following or listening to Timbo Reed's podcast, which I know he's been a guest on your show, Nick.
Yeah, and that's actually how I connected with Michaela.
Ah, cool. But yeah, we had a cup of coffee. We both went, hey, you know, what do you think about podcasting? It's like, yeah, I've been thinking of starting one. Yeah, I've been thinking of starting one too. Hey, do you want to do one together? Sure. So that was the extent of our planning. Yeah, pretty much. So we went and got a couple of microphones, and I had a Mac, so it had free software, unlike those PC things that I think you use.
Oh, don't even start. Don't even start.
And we literally just started, you know, scratching out some ideas, and the Tradies Business Show was born.
So now you guys do this as a marketing deal for what you guys do individually, right?
That was how it started, but where we're at now, and there's a whole lot of things in the pipeline at the moment that we've been talking about, that's Michaela and myself, is, yeah, initially it was a marketing strategy, content marketing. And I think that's it still has incredible benefit as a marketing tool in itself. But for Michaela and myself now, it really has become, you know, this is the future of our business. So we're now business partners. You know, we've been doing some planning and strategy work on other, I guess, brands and products that really revolve around the podcast. And it's getting to the stage now where the podcast is actually just going to be one part of our business. I'll use the word empire.
Sure. I love that.
But certainly one part of our business empire, our business enterprise.
I talk to people all the time about podcasting because people are, you know, they hear that I'm a podcaster and they want to know, well, how do you do that? And what does it do for you? And as you got into podcasting, what were some things that you learned, maybe that you were surprised with?
I think one of the big things, and I tell a lot of people that if they've got any shred of marketing in their body, they should be looking at starting a podcast. And if they've been thinking about it, don't think about it anymore. Just do it. Because the thing that I've found the podcast has done for us in our market is it's such an amazing tool to open doors. People will talk to us. It's like you get this media pass. You know, I literally picked up the phone the other day and rang the assistant commissioner of one of the state-based building authorities here in Australia. And, you know, I had his personal mobile number given to me by one of his counterparts in another state. And so, you know, these guys are in charge of like hundreds of thousands of licensed contractors. And I've rung this guy's personal mobile phone, had a chat to him on the phone for 10 minutes. He's like, oh, yeah, send me an email. You know, I'd be happy to have a chat to you guys when you're in town. But if I'd rung up and said, hey, I'm a business coach, which is, you know, that's my background for the last 8 years, and I work with construction people, could I come and have a chat to you? I mean, the first thing is I wouldn't have got his phone number. And second of all, I wouldn't have got through the front desk. So just having that podcast really does open a lot of doors. And whatever business or industry you're in, I think it's like having a published book, I believe. But it costs a whole lot less to create a podcast than it does to publish a book.
Yeah. One of the things that I'm always surprised at is who says yes and who says no. You know, some of the bigger names that we've had on the show, we just had a guy who owns a franchise company. They have three different brands. I mean, he's huge here in the States. And they were just more than happy and very excited to come on the show. We interviewed a guy who has a $23 million plumbing company out of London. And they were super excited. Like these guys are running some amazing businesses. And then I'll have somebody that's running a less than $1 million business, and they're like, their first question is, well, how many listeners do you have? You know? And I'm like, well, you know, we want to share your story and all this kind of stuff. And so I'm constantly amazed at who says yes and who says no. But you're right. It's like kind of having a media pass, and it's definitely opened doors, and I've been able to build relationships. I mean, me speaking with you, I mean, I have all these people that have become what I would call friends halfway around the world in Australia because of this podcasting thing. And it's amazing.
It's a whole other community. I think by creating a podcast, anybody in business can become a part of that different community. And there really is, because I mean, podcasting's been around for a number of years, and you know, Timbo Reid's been doing it for years. You know, we're pretty green on the Tradies Business Show in terms of how long we've been doing this thing, but it still has that cool factor. And it's interesting you say about the people who say yes and those that say no. We kind of find the same thing is there's people who get it, in inverted commas, quote unquote, and people who don't really get it. And you can tell by those questions like, oh, well, how many listeners have you got? It's like, okay, you don't really get it, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just about – there's more abundance, I think, amongst podcasters. And I think that's a really great community to be a part of. And I know one of the exciting things that Michaela's involved in down here in Australia is – and I won't talk about it too much because I don't think I'm allowed to. But, you know, there's this whole other, event – being organized just for podcasters down here in Australia. So, you know, there's just some really exciting stuff going on. And I think for anybody in any business, any industry, having a podcast kind of gives you a ticket to become part of that community and tap into a whole different range of support and services and ideas.
Yeah. And I have found that the more niche you are with your show, and I wouldn't say that we're super niche with Small Business Naked. I mean, just being honest, like we are small business owners. We are looking to attract and talk to people that own small businesses and want to own small business. So that is a fairly broad brush. We have not been as successful in that space just because it's so large as I probably have been with my other podcast that I have, the Shays Lounge, which
makes sense. Yep.
In that one, I'm focused on successful interior designers. And that's who we interview. Mm. And so our audience is interior designers around the world. And with that one, I feel like we have gotten much more traction and much more attention with it because there's not as much competition. It's more niche, you know, it's a small business, sure, but it's, you know, interior designers specific. And because of that, we've been able to garner, I think, I was very disappointed I was in the third spot today in iTunes, but we've been as high as number one, which is awesome, you know, and we've only been doing it, or I've only been doing that one because I do that one by myself, for six, maybe 6 months. And so we've gotten great traction on that. And it just does. It opens doors. I've talked to people I would have never been able to talk to around the world.
And I think that's a great point, Nick, is I guess if anyone's listening to this and they think, oh, maybe I should start a podcast. What will I do my podcast about? I wouldn't necessarily do it about your particular business. And I've heard some great podcasts that are about their particular business field or industry. Mm-hmm. And then I've heard some horrible examples where people really are trying to use the podcast as a promotional platform for what they do. Mm-hmm. Basically I'm a business coach. So, you know, for seven, nearly 8 years, I've been working one-on-one with tradespeople and contractors to help them improve their business and do all the stuff that we talk about on the show. But you don't hear us talking about business coaching directly on the show. We're not promoting my business. And it's the same with Michaela. You know, she has this fantastic business supporting tradespeople, doing all the back end services, phone answering, system setup, all that side of things. But we don't directly promote that on the show. And I believe that's a big part of why people listen and why it continues to open doors, is because it has that more free content sort of motive behind it. And I think it's the same with this show, with Small Business Naked. You know, you're just putting great information out there to people. You're not plugging anything in particular.
Correct.
And that's the key. And I don't know if the North American listeners will get this, but you've hit the nail on the head. Is that a term you guys use? Hit the
nail
on the
absolutely.
Head?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we've infiltrated America with that one. I'll probably roll a few more out, and if you go quiet, Nick, I'll know that I've lost everybody else.
Well, I've been around the Australian, what's that word?
Vernacular?
Vernacular, yes. Thank you very much.
So we've got a good grasp of the English language, Dan.
Nice job. Big couple syllables in there. But I have noticed that you guys have a tendency to shorten words and put a Y at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Or an O. When I've talked to Timbo, he always calls me Nico. So it's like, you know, everybody. Anyways.
Well, when you introduced me at the top of the show, I was nearly going to say, instead of I'm Warwick, I was going to say I'm Wazza.
Wazza, that's right. That's your nickname.
That's one of my various
one of
nicknames.
Many.
But anyway, getting
does
getting
everybody in Australia have a nickname?
Anybody who's Australian has a nickname, even if they don't use it a lot. You know, I don't think there would be anybody down here that wouldn't admit to having some sort of a nickname.
Yeah.
No, I won't tell you what Michaela's is.
I was just going to ask you, what's Michaela's?
Oh, she's got a couple. There's one that's doesn't make her blush, and that's just Mick, because, you know, Michaela, Mick.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Even though that could be construed as a guy's name. There's nothing in that, by the way. But she has another one, which I won't share because it's too long a story and people will just be like, what the hell is this guy crapping on about?
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got a little bit off track there again, Nick. That's your fault, I think.
No, but that's what we do. Johnny and I are always really like, bunny trail.
I have to laugh at you guys when I listen. It's like, it's so hard for you guys to stay on point.
It is. It's very hard, but you know, we always come back to it. So this show, we usually introduce it as the What's Up Show. We're talking about what's going on in our lives and what's going on in our business. So I have to just put it out to you, Warwick. What's up? What's going on in business and things in your life?
What's up? So what's up? Well, you know, loving the podcast, Tradies Business Show. I've had a couple of guest appearances lately. So you're not my first, Nick, I have to say.
Really? You're cheating
I hope you're
on
not
me?
Disappointed.
No, I know. I figured you'd be out and about, and you're like a big man down there. Everyone's talking about work.
Apparently so. I'm actually about to start another podcast with another co-host, which Michaela is a little bit miffed at me about that, because I've even asked to borrow her microphone. So it's like I'm cheating on her and I'm using her microphone.
Nice.
So well,
then you'll be completely up to my number, because I've got two podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Well, there you go. Well, now we've started a competition, mate.
Oh, well, I don't think I have enough time in the day for a third, so you can take that one if you want.
So loving the Tradies Business Show, and, you know, that's doing some really cool stuff. Yeah, Michaela and I are for a pretty exciting meeting with a potential partner, I guess. It's a big business opportunity that's come out of Michaela's work and also the show. So that's pretty exciting. And got some great guests coming up. Yeah, I'm looking at starting another podcast on a completely unrelated topic. Well, it's kind of related to business success. It's going to be, I guess, an Aussie view on mindset and spirituality and, you know, just living mindfully and those sorts of things. So,
and will you do that with another co-host?
Yeah, yeah. So I met somebody a little while ago who similar space to me, but more on that mindset side of things. So, yeah, we just got chatting, same sort of thing, you know, just felt right. And I said, hey, you ever thought about doing a podcast? And he said, well, yeah, actually I have, and I've got a title of a book that I've always wanted to write. So we're going to call the podcast the title of his book. So that's going to be fun, kind of like a side project. You know, if I was a musician, it would be like a side project.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be kind of cool.
And, will that one be weekly, or how often will you do that one?
Yeah, we're thinking that'll be weekly. I think any less than weekly, I just think you lose people from one episode to the next. That's my opinion anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I did I was interviewed by Ronsley Vars. I don't know if you're familiar with Ronsley over there, but he has a podcast, great podcast called Bon Appetit, which is huge down here in Australia. And I was interviewed on that. I think the episode goes up today, in fact. So the doors that it opens and the exposure that it gets for us as podcasters, you know, that's completely unrelated to business, you would think, is, you know, food. And Ronsley's podcast is all about connecting people through food. Now, I'm pretty passionate about my health and fitness and food and the effect it has on my body, but also on our success. And so, you know, I've been interviewed on a food podcast about the connection between that and business success. So, you know, Small Business Naked, we're talking about small business success. There's more to it than just sales and marketing and recruitment.
Yeah, there's a lot of components that come into that.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, how do you balance, because you're still doing consulting, how do you balance that world with all this other stuff?
Yep, that's a good question, mate. coffee and no. I don't know. I think it's just about being a bit more judicious with my time. And I know you guys have talked about this in previous episodes, yourself and Johnny, is I've just had to be a bit more selective about what I do and don't get involved in. And I had a conversation with Michaela, my co-host, about this morning, is I see people that just – it sounds terrible, but they waste a lot of time. So they take longer than necessary to get certain things done, or they get involved in things that perhaps aren't really serving them or their goals. And I know I was guilty of this over the years, is I used to, anybody would get in touch with me and say, hey, can I catch up with you for a coffee? And I like to drink coffee. And I'd just always say yes. But I'd be thinking as I was saying yes, like, I don't know, not that it's always about making money, but I have to think, is this really serving me? And if it's not serving me, it's definitely not serving the other person. So, you know, I could sit there and spend an hour talking with somebody, and it might have been a nice chat sitting in the sun at a cafe, but there's probably 13 other things that I could have actually turned my attention to that would have created more value for my audience or my clients or whatever. So definitely one key thing is just being a bit more selective about how I invest my time. But I don't know. Look, I get great results with my clients. I still, you know, I train 4 or 5 days a week at the gym. I still, you know, drop my daughter off at daycare most days. I tuck her into bed every night. Still have dinner with my wife. I think it's just being a bit more selective and a bit tighter with time is a key part of it, Nick.
Yeah,
hey, mate. What works for you?
Well, I've found I get those same calls. People, you know, that you get the call and they say, "Hey, I just want to take you to coffee and pick your brain." And I'm like,
Yeah, I want some free advice. Well, they should just ring up and say, hey, can I get some free advice?
Yeah, yeah. I always want to say, well, why can't we just talk on the phone? What do you need? Like, let's just chat. But for some reason, they always want to, you know, go meet for coffee, which means I got to drive 15, 20 minutes, and then we got to sit down. And it's always an hour. You know, it's never like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's, before you know it, it's 2 hours. And I've gotten a little bit more selective with that. It depends on the person. Like, if I feel like there's something more to, you know, building that relationship for me, and it's not just going to be one-sided to them, then yep. then I'm okay with it. But if it's just someone that's just like, hey, I want to, and I get a lot of the salespeople, you know, that want to go to coffee or come see you, or, and I just say, you know, no, for the most part. Having somebody that answers my phone has cut a lot of that out, though. So she screens all my calls, and I get, you know, she'll send me an email, hey, so-and-so wants to take you to coffee, and I just say, nope. And very few people actually get through the Doberman, you know, to me, which is nice. But every once in a while, you know, somebody will give me a call, and I try to be a lot more selective with those kinds of things. I've said yes, and actually have created a few things in my life and in my calendar right now, and I'm trying to back off a little bit. I started doing, you know what a meetup is?
Yep.
So we started,
actually have those down here. We have meetups here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not, okay. So there are no borders with the meetup. Okay. That's good. So we started doing a meetup here in Denver for Small Business Naked. And then one of the folks came to me and said, hey, I live up in Boulder, which is like the other side of the world for me. It's an hour.
So where am I? Like I might be sitting on Mars or something.
You are pretty much on at least the moon. So, but it's, you know, it's an hour and 10 minute drive for me. So it's a distance without traffic. And I said, yes, I'll do a meetup up there as well. And it was fantastic. We actually had one this week. We had we filled the room, and it was fantastic. Great interaction, really fun. Johnny actually presented. I twisted his arm. He doesn't like doing those kind of things, but I twisted his arm, and he came up, and it was great. But one of the things I realized, I said, I can't do one in Denver every month and one up there. So what I'm going to start doing is we're going to alternate back and forth between the two. So that allows me to still serve those people and build those relationships, and they can come down to us if they want. And, but that way I'm not doing two different events, having to book speakers for two different places, and just kind of simplify just a bit. Cause I have gone, so we are opposite of you guys. You know that, but maybe some of our listeners don't. So, you know, the drains go down reverse down in Australia, and the temperature is in reverse. So there, you guys are heading into winter, right?
Yeah, it was cold at my house this morning. Well, not for you guys who see snow. We don't see snow where I live. Most of Australia never sees snow, actually. But yeah, it went to it was like 9 degrees, well, centigrade for you guys. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've never been
not able much. To that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's too complicated.
Still cold, I'm sure. So you guys are getting cold. We're heating up. So I'm just going into our busy season. And Johnny, in fact, this is the whole reason why you are on the show and Johnny is not on the show today, because Johnny has this little problem. We've talked about it on the last What's Up program with hiring. So Johnny is, Johnny's having a hard time having enough guys in the field to actually complete all of the work that they have to do, all the customers that they have. The funny part about that, and John and I were talking about it yesterday, John has always said in the past, I've never met a company that had too many customers because they were marketing. And now he has too many customers.
You got to be careful what you put out to the universe. Huh?
Exactly. Exactly. So, so he actually, this is funny. We'll probably talk about it the next time we're doing a What's Up together. But Johnny was actually in the field today doing aerations, and it's super physical. And I got a call from him today between houses that he was working at, and he was just like, oh my God, this is so hard.
So he is back on the tools.
He's on the tools, but it was, I think he did it for a little bit more of a strategic mentality. He wanted to see what the guys, he's been out of the field for so long, you know, just sitting behind a desk, that he's kind of maybe lost touch with what's goes on in the field. And so that's been a good learning lesson. You know, we as the business owner, once you get off the tools, once you've been off the tools for a long time, you do tend to forget what it's like to, you know, deal with customers and be in the house and all the different frustrations that happen when you're on a job site. And so it was good. You guys have the show Undercover Boss down there?
I was just thinking the same thing, and I was going to say, I don't know if you know, everybody knows what that show is, but yeah, I don't watch a lot of television, which is probably goes back to that whole time management thing. Is I don't watch TV, but yeah, I'm aware of what's on. So I was actually going to say the same thing, Nick, but I'll let you talk about it, mate. You go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, him and I were talking about this last night before he went and did it, and I said, you know, it's probably because, you know, most people, you watch that show and you go, oh, why don't more CEOs do that? And then he was really like struggling because he's like, oh crap, I can't believe I said I was going to do this. And I'm like, dude, you only have like one day to do this. You don't have to do it for the whole week. Yeah. So it's, that's why, because you're like, oh my gosh, that's really hard work. And yeah, it is. I mean, I can't imagine going out. If I have to go out into the field and just be at jobs, like that's enough for me. Like I'm stressed out. Like I'm like, gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Let alone actually be at a job with a paintbrush and a roller and paint garb on. Like that would, that would send me over.
That
I don't know.
Sucks.
Yeah, that's.
I painted the last house we had built. We had it built by just a small builder that only does sort of 3 or 4 houses a year. And my dad's a builder, so I come from a construction trades contractor background. Mm-hmm. And I elected to paint our house. A mate of mine, a friend of mine, is a plasterer. Do you call them plasterers?
Renderer? There are plasterers here, but most of them, like that's going to be like a super old house that actually has plaster, but we have drywall. And so they're typically called a drywall contractor.
Okay, cool. So he's a drywall contractor. Mm-hmm. And so I actually labored for him to, you know, finish off the inside of the house, which is a terrible job.
That,
and then I painted the whole thing myself from scratch, myself and my wife and my dad. And you can keep that job. That's like the worst job on the planet, I reckon. I'd rather unblock a sewer than paint a house.
I would say, well, painting isn't nearly as laborious as doing drywall. I have done drywall once. We moved into a warehouse at one point. I had an office and a warehouse, and we turned a section of the warehouse into office, maybe a 20 by 20 foot area. And I had to, and they were high ceilings. They were like 18 foot ceilings. And so we studded it out, and then I had to hang the drywall. And I remember doing this with my partner at the time. And I was like, I don't know how these guys do that. This is miserable. Like this is, and I didn't have to do ceilings. Like the ceilings we just left unfinished, but just doing the walls, it was that. And the other thing in the trades that I would say is the worst is landscape. Like, have you ever done any, like, you know, putting down sod and moving rock and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. See, I enjoy that stuff. That's a bit of therapy for me.
Oh my
I like
gosh.
Getting out and getting physical. That's my meditation.
Yeah. Well, you're one of those, like, what do you do? What is it called?
I was wondering if you were going to bring this up or not.
Yeah. So yeah. Those people that torture their bodies.
You mean office workers? No, I partake in a regular bit of CrossFit.
CrossFit. Yes. I have a friend that owns one of those here in town, and you guys just beat up your bodies for like an hour and then you just call it good.
Yeah, but have you seen my body, Nick? Have you seen how good my body looks?
Oh my God, I was going to say something. You know, it looks pretty good. Like, if I wasn't straight, I'd be all over like white on rice.
All right, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable now, and I'm a long way away from you. I quite enjoy getting out in the sunshine and, you know, a bit of outdoors exertion, but it does give a really good perspective, I guess, for someone like Johnny, and maybe he won't agree with me here, but I bet he's had some insights into his business and his systems and, you know, how to maintain a great culture with his team and everything just by spending some time actually out sweating it out on an aerator.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm excited to talk to him about it. I have not had a chance. He called me today and I was flat out all day. So I couldn't really, I talked to him like for 5 minutes and, but I know that he has a ton of ideas and I think it's important. I know Johnny and I have talked a lot about getting on the phones and being in touch with those kinds of issues in the business to know what customers are asking for. Because I think as a business owner, we can become detached. You know, it's all, you know, we all talk about this thing of work on your business, not in your business, or how does that saying? Is that right? On your business?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got it right.
So we all say that, right? From the E-Myth. I think that's where it originated from. Once you've done that for so long, you start to detach from what it's like to actually work with customers and do the thing that your business does. And so I think it's very important to periodically go back in and know what's reality, because I know for me, I have this skewed, I mean, ask any of the guys that work for me, they'd be like, Nick doesn't know. I mean, it's pretty close. I think it's really important.
How do you keep that perspective then? Like, other than getting out and getting your hands dirty or getting involved in the day-to-day delivering side of things in your business, I mean, are there other ways to keep that perspective?
I don't know if I have the answer for you, Work. I mean, I probably do it wrong more than I do it right. We try to have open lines of communication. You know, we've got some issues right now in my business that I'm trying to work through. I'm trying to keep away from this whole hiring and employee topic just because I feel like we've been beating that drum for on the show whenever we have a What's Up episode. But, you know, for us, it's my biggest issue has been turnover lately. You know, we really need guys to stick with us for, I would say our average is probably sitting at about a year. I haven't looked at the actual numbers. I need them to probably be 3 years. And so we're about ready to make a major change by adding kind of profit sharing into my business. We need to be, you know, at a profitable level. And so we're adding a piece. And, you know, my guys are, they're artists, first of all, and they're not very expressive with their feelings and, you know, all those kinds of things. When we get into a group setting, you know, we do have staff meetings. And yep. So we're having a big meeting this week that, you know, I've got to talk about this issue of, hey, if you're unhappy about something, you need to come and talk to us. Don't just stuff it down. Because what ends up happening is they stuff it down. And then one day, you know, some little thing happens that sends them off and they just quit. And they don't want to talk to you. And, you know, that was the big issue I had this week. I had a guy that just quit, up and quit Monday, just no notice. And he's a great guy. And he had sent us this big email of all the different issues. And half of them were issues that we had discussed at our last staff meeting that he missed. And we were making some major changes in how we pay our staff that was going to benefit him, but he didn't really know about it because he didn't come. And so I emailed him. I said, please give me a call. I'd like to talk to you. Didn't hear back from him. And so typically I would just give up, but I knew that he was a guy that I would like to have another chance with. And so I called him and I said, hey, I'd love the opportunity to talk to you. I know you're upset and I don't know if you're going to give me that opportunity, but just know that I would like to, if not, you know, good luck with whatever you do. Mm-hmm. And about half an hour later, he gave me a call and I was like, holy crap. You know,
what do I say now?
Name come up with on my phone and he, you know, he gets on the phone. He's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, dude, you don't sound upset with me at all. He's like, oh, I've mellowed out. I'm a little bit better, And so then we just talked about it and I just went over all the issues and he said, you know, I really feel bad. And we talked for a little while and I asked him to come back and he said, you know, my fear with coming back is that, you know, you're really not happy with me and you're just saying it. And I said, dude, if I didn't care, I would have been okay. Next, you know, I wouldn't have emailed you and then called you. I want you back. I think you're worth chasing and we're working on these things, but you got to communicate with me. You've got to help us make it better. And then So that went well. And then I said, hey, I got to talk to the production manager and we'll get back to you later in the afternoon. And then after they had a conversation, he texted me and thanked me. And so we're moving forward with bringing him back on. So
cool.
Kind of excited. I was pretty bummed when I got the email that he was quitting. So it's been kind of a roller coaster of a week.
it's a heck of a challenge trying to get all that stuff right. And I know my clients that I work with one-on-one in their businesses, really everybody seems to struggle with this whole thing of building a team, finding people. And I know you and Johnny have probably done this topic to death in the What's Up episodes, but it is such a struggle for people who are growing a business, because part of the growth pathway involves bringing more people into the business to do some of the work. And, how do you keep them engaged and motivated and focused? And I certainly, with any of my contractors that I work with, we always look to, as soon as possible, give employees the opportunity to share in the upside in the business as part of their salary or pay their remuneration. So, whether it's a productivity bonus or a profit share or a sales incentive or something, so that they start to think a little more like business owners and a little less like employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the challenge. You got to get them to think like business owners, even though they're not.
Yeah. But they don't, because they're not.
Right.
So it's kind of like trying to span that gap between just turn up, do your work and go home, and actually, I guess, taking a little more responsibility and realizing that their results are the direct result, the direct outcome from what they put in. I don't think we'll solve that one today.
Probably not. Probably not. Well, would you be willing to come on the show every once in a while and have a chat with me?
Yeah, I'd love to. You might need to check with your listeners and see if they actually understood a word I said.
I think you're very, very well spoken.
I'm a well spoken Australian. That's like an oxymoron, isn't it? No, I'd love to, mate. It'd be great. Love talking about business, and if anything we've talked about in today's episode helps just one business owner out there listening to get a shift and improve their situation, then, I've fulfilled my purpose today.
Absolutely. And if we haven't helped anybody move forward, at least maybe we've helped them feel like they're not the only one that doesn't have all this stuff figured out.
Absolutely. And worst case, maybe they just laughed at this crazy Aussie guy on the show and they felt a little better for 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely.
Today I checked in with Ryan Shank, number 3 from M Help Desk. So you're number 3. Do they call you that? They call you number 3?
Yeah, it's sort of like the basketball player, Chris Paul. They're like, CP3. Employee 3.
What does M Help Desk do?
Yeah, so M Help Desk helps service businesses get more organized, win more jobs, and grow their business. So it helps them do everything from scheduling all the way to work order management and job management, and then helps them with the quotes and the estimates and payments. And then we integrate with accounting software like QuickBooks. So it's an end-to-end solution to do everything inside of your business.
M Help Desk. Get organized, get more business, get shit done. Check them out at mhelpdesk.com.
You've been listening to Small Business Naked. We do have some sponsors that help make this show possible. And I want to remind you, VA Staffer, if you need any website stuff, they're helping me with the new Walls by Design website that has just gotten launched. They built the Small Business Naked website. They've built the Shays Lounge podcast website. So they do a fantastic job, and they have helped me get all the way to number 8 in for my Walls by Design website under paint contractor, which is a huge kind of broad term. So super happy about that. So if you need help with your website, go check out vastaffer.com. And then our newer sponsor for the show is M Help Desk. So if you need to get a little bit more organized with your estimates and contracts and all the back office kind of stuff, it's helped us over the last 2 years with Walls by Design do that. And it's been fantastic. So check them out at mhelpdesk.com. And of course, you can check our past shows out at smallbusinessnaked.com and of course on iTunes and Stitcher. Warwick, I got to thank you so much for stepping in for Johnny since he was too busy to be on the show this week.
And, big boots to fill, Nick.
You know, his boots are pretty small. He's a pretty tiny guy.
I'll probably make a decent match for him, mate.
Yeah, yeah. You guys may be about the same size or thereabouts. So
pleasure, mate. It was a pleasure to step in. And Johnny, if you're listening to this, mate, I hope I did it justice.
So tell us again, how can folks hear more about you and your podcast?
Well, if they want to check out the Tradies Business Show, it's TRADIES, Tradies Business Show. You can search for that on iTunes or go to tradiesbusinessshow.com. And you can see Michaela's and my smiling faces and all of our past episodes and check it out.
Well, all right, buddy. I appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll chat with you soon.
Absolute pleasure. Look forward to it.
You've been listening to Small Business Naked with Nick and Johnny. For more episodes and more information, go to smallbusinessnaked.com.
So I don't know if that's probably no different, is it, mate?
Not a ton. That's okay.
Oh, no. Hang on.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
This will change it. There you go.
That's it right there.
Yep.
What did you do?
Now I'm using my mic. it hadn't flicked over. So my Mac said, do you want to use this microphone? And I went, yep. But Skype hadn't actually figured that out yet. So I've just changed it in the Skype settings. Is that better?
Dude, you sounded horrible. This sounds.
Yeah, because I was thinking, geez, man, that's like this is the setup we use for recording.
And I was thinking, you don't sound like you do any recording at all. Am I getting the seconds or what?